This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump says it looks like Iran is responsible for Saturday's attacks on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. VOA's White House correspondent Patsy Whitaker-Suara has the latest.
The series of drone attacks in Saudi Arabia, striking the heart of its oil production over the weekend, continues to raise tensions. On Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump came close to placing outright blame on Tehran. He spoke at the White House after meeting with Crown Prince Salman of Bahrain.
As soon as we find out definitively, we'll let you know, but it does look that way.
Trump insisted he does not want war with Iran, but said the U.S. is ready militarily.
That was a very large attack, and it could be met with an attack many, many times larger very easily by our country, but we're going to find out who definitively did it first.
Patsy Whitaker-Suara, VOA News at the White House.
An Afghan health official says 24 people were killed Tuesday in a bombing attack near the site of an election rally held by President Ashraf Ghani. At least 31 others were injured in the bombing. A spokesman for Ghani says the president was unharmed in the blast. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. Israelis are voting today in general elections as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces a challenge from former military chief Benny Gantz. Poll shows today's contest is too close to call. AP correspondent Aaron Heller reports voter turnout is a big issue in today's election.
It's a very close election. Both sides are saying that it's going to come down really to every vote, so they've been campaigning furiously across the country. Voter turnout is going to be a major key this time, as the right wing obviously wants to get out their base, and the left wing and Arab parties are encouraging their constituents to go out because it's such a close election that it really could come down to the wire.
That's AP's Aaron Heller. From Washington, this is VOA News. The Associated Press has learned that President Trump's accounting firm